Welcome to the Simplified Trading Marketing Podcast with me, Alan Collins, an electrician, electrical service business owner, and certified marketing consultant specializing in home service trading businesses. I want to take you, the listener, from confusion to clarity when it comes to marketing in your trading business. This podcast will help you gain knowledge, tricks, tips, and methods that you can deploy straight into your trading business today. Do you ever go into Coles or Woolworths and you get handed out a little bit of a sample? It might be a bit of yogurt, biscuit, a bit of cheese or something like that. And they just hand them out to you freely as you're walking by. The reason behind that is you get a little teaser. It tastes really good. Now you want to buy it. You end up thinking, I actually enjoyed that. Let's go back and buy a box, a packet, pundit, whatever they're handing out. Next, you're after spending $10, $15 on their item. I had a scenario like this yesterday. So it was a pretty simple job. It was just a few pendants that were being swapped over. And previously when we'd worked for this lady, fantastic client, we had installed a dimmer to try and combat the flickering. So what my conclusion was, it was a halogen dimmer, dimming LED downlights, which they don't speak to each other at times. So I changed one as a tester and that seemed to solve the flickering. So she called back and she said, all right, let's do another 5, which is extremely profitable. Fantastic. So went back there, was installing the dimmers. As we walked up the stairs, she pointed at a switch which had a bit of tape over it. The reason being is it was switching a light in the attic space two-way. So it was a little pull down stairs and there was also a switch up there. But what keeps happening is somebody will switch that on, not realizing it's the switch for the attic. Leave it on. It could be on for weeks. So what they've done is taped it off. And she hated, she's very particular about how everything looked. So she wanted to replace it. So she said, how much is it going to cost to replace that? And I said, look, it's going to be about $60, $70. And she kind of ummed and awed about it and said she'd think about it. So I was like, yeah, fine, sweet, we'll keep on going. Started doing the dimmers. And then I said, you know what? For the sake of it, it was a switch is probably $15, something like that. It's going to take me 2 minutes to do it, to downgrade it to a two-gang switch. That's a switch with two switches. So where this was going was some rooms she didn't want to put a dimmer in. So I knew that we were putting up a pendant and we may as well try and get the dimmer in this room where she was putting the new pendant. So I said, you know what, just to push the sale, I'll give away something small for free. I said to her, what I'll do is I'll replace that switch. Don't worry about it. It's annoying me too. So I went, swapped the switch, free of charge. And then when it came to the room with the pendant, do you wish to do the dimmer in this room or do you want to leave it off still? And that switch had encouraged her to then go, you know what, let's do the dimmer in this room, because she's seen value in getting a free switch that she went, you know what, I got that for free. Let's do the extra dimmer. So the extra dimmer was far more profitable than that little bit of a switch. What this is all about is what's that little thing in your trade that you can hand out for free that's going to cost you next to nothing, that's going to encourage a sale of something else that you're trying to upsell. Another really good trick for Sparkies is if you're looking to upsell downlights, find a room with one or two downlights in it, like a bathroom or a little powder room where there's one downlight in there that's already halogen. Swap it over to an LED. It will cost you probably about $15 all up. And then when they see how good that downlight is in that one room, that's your selling point where they'll go, let's do the rest of the house. That $15 sacrifice could get you $1,500 to $2,500, depending what you charge. So have a think about it in your trade. What can you hand out for free to the client that they see great value in and just being very considerate to them, where it's actually a pathway into selling more items of your service? Thanks for listening to the podcast today. I want to thank you for taking the time out to do so. I want to ask of a favor. If you know any other tradies that may take value from this, please send them the link. Also, please subscribe to the podcast. It greatly helps it. And lastly, if you're interested, we've got a simplified trading marketing course launching soon, along with a weekly newsletter with a marketing tip. To join the waitlist, click the link in the show notes, enter your name and email, and I'll speak to you soon.